What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Indiana Avenue has become synonymous with jazz music, but the arts and culture scene on the Avenue extended far beyond jazz. The neighborhood was overflowing with blues, gospel, rock and roll, and classical music. The Avenue produced many important classical music composers and musicians, and the neighborhood was home to many respected music schools, including Ruth MacArthur's Conservatory and Lillian Lamond's Cosmopolitan School of Music. And on this week's show, we'll be sharing an hour of rare recordings from the classical music pioneers of the Avenue. We'll start with music from the composer, violinist, and band leader Henry Hart. He was born in 1839 and lived in Indianapolis from 1879 until his death in 1915. A 1901 story in the Indianapolis News praised Hart's music as a social necessity. Hart had many influential fans, including Eli Lilly Jr., who praised Hart in his memoir. Historian David Williams featured Henry Hart in his book, African Americans in Indianapolis. WFYI's Kyle Long asked Williams to discuss Henry Hart's life during a recent interview. Let's hear an excerpt.
In the 1800s, we also see the rise of several really important cultural figures in the arts and sports mm-hmm. from the African American community. One of those is Henry Hart, mm-hmm. who was a composer and performer who had a whole family of musicians that mm-hmm. he led here in Indiana. Mm-hmm. What do you want to tell folks about Henry Hart?
Well, this was approaching the 20th century. Yeah. Henry Hart was a very accomplished, highly esteemed music professor. He taught many of the musicians during this time period of all races, and he had two daughters, Myrtle and Hazel, and they performed in the circles around Indianapolis, and they were well received. Myrtle played the harp, and she was noted as the only accomplished African American harpist probably in this region of the country. The other daughter, Hazel, was an accomplished musician, and she later on taught in the Indianapolis public school systems at School 37. And sadly, when she was she was a music teacher there. She took a group of her music students to Frankfort, Indiana, for a concert. And on the way back, there was a bus collision with a truck, and she was killed. But in her honor, they named Indianapolis Public School 37 after after her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, an incredible family, mm-hmm. multiple generations of family members making mm-hmm. big contributions mm-hmm. here to the local music culture.
Henry Hart published many compositions during his lifetime. Sadly, none of his work has been recorded commercially. So Echoes of Indiana Avenue commissioned pianist Jim Lockery to record some examples of Hart's work. And we'll hear three of those compositions now. Lake Erie, Come Along Polka, and Early Bird Gallop.
Thank you.
We just heard three pieces from the Indianapolis composer Henry Hart, as performed by pianist Jim Lockery. On this week's show, we're celebrating the classical music pioneers of Indiana Avenue. Up next, we'll listen to music from Todd Duncan, a classically trained vocalist who was handpicked by George Gershwin to portray the role of Porgy in the original 1935 production of Porgy and Bess. Duncan broke many racial barriers in the world of classical music, and the New York Times praised Duncan for helping to desegregate opera. Todd Duncan was born in Danville, Kentucky in 1903. He moved to Indianapolis with his family at the age of four. Duncan had deep roots in Indianapolis. He studied English at Butler University and music at the Indiana College of Music and Fine Arts, known today as the Jordan College of Arts. Duncan was also the choir director at St. John's Baptist Church in the Indiana Avenue neighborhood. Let's listen to an example of Duncan's work as a classical vocalist. From 1954, this is Todd Duncan singing Danse Macabre by Camille Saison.
Roca danse frappant une tombe avec son talon. La moto une minuit, Joannette danse ziggy ziggy zeg sur son violon. Le vent d'hiver souffle et la nuit est sombre. Des gémissements sortent des tilleuls. Les squelettes blancs vont à travers l'ombre, courant y sautant sous leur grand linceul.
That was the Indianapolis vocalist Todd Duncan. In 1935, Duncan was handpicked by George Gershwin to portray the role of Porgy in Gershwin's celebrated opera, Porgy and Bess. Up next, we'll hear three songs from a Porgy and Bess album issued by Decca Records in 1952. This is Todd Duncan performing Bess, You Is My Woman Now, It Ain't Necessarily So, and Porgy's Lament.
Bess, you is my woman now. You is, and you must laugh and sing and dance for two instead of one. For no wrinkle on your brow, nor because the sorrow of the past is all done, done. Necessarily so.
It ain't necessarily so.
The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. Little David was small, but oh my.
Little David was small, but oh my.
He fought big Goliath, who lay down and died. Little David was small, but oh my. Oh, Bess, oh, where's my Bess? Won't somebody tell me where? I ain't care what what she say, I ain't care what she done. Won't somebody tell me where's my best?
We just heard the Indianapolis vocalist Todd Duncan performing music from Porgy and Bess. Duncan portrayed the role of Porgy in the original 1935 production of the opera. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from the classical music pioneers of the avenue after this short break.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
On this week's show, we're celebrating the classical music pioneers of the Avenue. The Avenue produced many important classical composers and musicians. Up next, we'll listen to music from the contralto vocalist Carol Bryce. She was born in Indianapolis in 1918. Her father was Reverend John Bryce, a minister at the Witherspoon Presbyterian Church, and her mother, Ella Bryce, was a school teacher. Carol Bryce studied music at the famous Juilliard School, and her career was filled with many notable accomplishments, like singing at Franklin D. Roosevelt's presidential inauguration in 1941. Let's listen to a sample of Bryce's music. From 1948, we'll hear Carol Bryce singing two excerpts from J.S. Bach's Mass in B minor. We just heard vocalist Carol Bryce performing music from J.S. Bach's Mass in B minor. On this week's show, we're celebrating the classical music pioneers of the Avenue. Let's hear two more pieces from Carol Bryce. In 1950, Bryce recorded an album for Columbia Records titled A Carol Bryce Recital. That record featured Carol's brother, Jonathan, on piano. We'll listen to two tracks from that record now, including a song composed by Beethoven and John Alden Carpenter's The Day Is No More. Thank you. That was vocalist Carol Bryce performing John Alden Carpenter's The Day Is No More. Bryce was born in Indianapolis in 1918. On this week's show, we're celebrating the classical music pioneers of the Avenue. And the last artist we'll be featuring this week is David Baker. David Baker is best known for his work in jazz. Baker rose to prominence in the 1950s, working as a trombonist with bandleaders like George Russell. But Baker was also an important composer of symphonic music and chamber works. As a composer, Baker received over 500 commissions during his lifetime, and he worked with many prestigious orchestras and musicians in the world of classical music. Let's hear an example. From 1997, we'll listen to the second movement from Baker's concert piece for trombone and string orchestra. We just heard the concert piece for trombone and string orchestra, composed by the Indiana Avenue music icon David Baker. On this week's show, we've been celebrating the classical music pioneers of the Avenue. And we'll end this week's show with two movements from a 2015 recording of Baker's Suite for Cello and Jazz Trio. That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for tuning in for this celebration of the classical music pioneers of the Avenue. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby. listen, I will tell you a thing or two. When you get lonesome and want to have some fun, when you get lonesome and want to have